We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. We're talking about Red Ribbon Week. That is tough to say if you say it really fast.
Yes.
You got to think about that one. Dr. Eller, you have Bobby Hall in studio with us today to talk about all things safety in Sylacauga City Schools. Where do we begin with this? Because Red Ribbon Week really focuses on the importance of making sure that students, young people know the dangers of the misuse of any of these of alcohol, drugs, tobacco, any of these things, and how it could affect their lives. How it could affect not only just day to day in the classroom, but also outside of the classroom, social aspects, safety. Where do we go from here, and how do you implement this in the school?
Well, and unfortunately, you've got things at work that really mask themselves as things that are positive, but they're not. You know, you think back to our school days and when they mentioned drug usage, we knew pretty much exactly what they were referring to. You could recognize it as drugs. You could be aware of your surroundings. You could be aware of those that were using that. But today, that is not necessarily the case. You've got things that are being presented to our students that don't look like drugs,
right?
Don't look like drugs, don't sound like drugs. And unfortunately, some of our students may fall prey to that kind of peer pressure and that kind of paraphernalia that's out there and not even realize it. And so, one, it's bringing awareness to them, but it's also bringing awareness to our community and our parents as well so that they can be vigilant and they can be on the lookout for these things that, like I said, mask themselves as something positive but really are not.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That makes total sense. So, Bobby, you're here. You are. This falls under your purview of safety in the Sylacauga City school system. Last week, you had a special guest speaker that came and spoke to the student body about the importance of this topic, and he had a personal story that really affected those who were listening in this way. What did the guest speaker talk about, and how do you think it resonated with the students?
So, as Dr. Eller mentioned earlier, you know, the key word in all of this is vigilance for parents, and as you all mentioned also, it's Red Ribbon Week. You know, you can't say that fast several times, but
yeah,
it is October 23rd through the 31st. Mm-hmm. And so Lieutenant Mike Reese came in, and he's a member of the Alabama ABC board.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked about fentanyl, social media, and vaping. And it kind of ties into everything we're trying to get done in our schools. If it's safe, kids can learn. If it's not safe, then we got problems. So
yeah,
that's why he came in, and he did a great job at presenting the information to our kids. When he finished, you could see the emotions on the adults and some of the kids' faces because the message hit home. And before we actually had the presentation, he and I talked before the assembly, and he talked about if he can reach one kid, he's done his job. And so that's very impactful. So we know that we can't save them all, but we can say some.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're sitting here talking just about those three topics. It was fentanyl, social media, and what was the other?
Vaping.
And vaping. Yeah, so much to unpack there, really. You know, the fentanyl, just the smallest amount.
That's all it takes.
I mean, it is
right.
Just, it's incredible. If you have never done the research or you know what we're talking about sitting here listening to this, just, I don't know how much it is. I'm ignorant to that fact, but it is a very, very small amount that can be lethal.
And he was showed how, you know, they're putting it in these vapes, they're putting it mm-hmm. in the marijuana, they're putting it in all kinds of stuff, and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if what you've gotten is laced with that or not laced with that.
Yeah.
And students, you know, their age and younger that are now paralyzed, and then some that have even, you know, died as a result of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, it's scary to think that that's out there, and, you know, you're taking something or purchasing something off the street or from a friend or a neighbor, and you don't know what's in there.
Yeah. And that kind of led to what we were talking about earlier before we started this segment with Halloween on Friday, you know, knowing what's in the bag, you know, what candy is that? Is it sealed? Did it come from the store? You know, is it really the Reese's? You know, just a fact checking point for parents to say, hey, let me make sure what my child is eating is appropriate. And then on the social media side too, understanding where that can be a problem for bullying and people hiding behind a facade, essentially. And that's super important to make sure that those things are aware. Outside of Red Ribbon Week, how do you go about, you know, a continual education or just front of mind awareness of making sure that, you know, students know not to use drugs and alcohol?
Well, you know, it's funny you asked that question because we have a program called Peer Helpers Plus, and it's through Thriveway. Okay. And so we have a module that's set up for kids ages 2nd through 12th grade. And so they get a chance to see the effect, the importance of learning about drugs, whether it be alcohol, the illegal drugs, vaping, all those things that we need to know for our kids to know about.
And each of our schools has a peer helpers group that those students serve really as mentors to their peers so that they can model positive lifestyles, positive behaviors, and help them combat some of that peer pressure that we know exists.
You know, it's funny. I don't know. I'm not going to ask ages here at this table, but I'm just sitting here thinking about when I was in elementary school and middle school, thinking about hearing about drugs and thinking, you know, how they're bad. And I think like the big drug was probably, you know, marijuana or something, you know, and that seems to kind of have the banner drug, right? Illegal use. But as time has gone on, before we were talking on the air, 10 years ago, when I was a news reporter, I was covering synthetic marijuana. Now we're talking about vaping. It's like it's evolved from what it was when we were younger into something completely new. And I feel like it would be hard to mitigate in so many ways. When it comes to just ensuring that teachers are aware and parents are aware, what would be some of your advice that you would give to teachers and parents, particularly the parents, maybe even at home?
Well, I think about, you know, Halloween coming up, kids going trick-or-treating, and you mentioned about packaging. Mm-hmm. Check your packaging. Just because it looks like it's Sour Patches or whatever it might be, a gummies, you know, it could be something terribly worse. It could be THC laced or fentanyl. Right. Anything synthetic could be inside those packages. So you got to be very careful and mindful what's going on out there because, let's face it, we're in a cruel world right now.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure our kids are safe.
For sure. For sure.
And you've got people that are, you know, they're profiting
from,
you know, our children getting, you know, a hold of these things. And so if they can introduce it to them and get them to where they want it or like it, they're profiting off them. And that's the last thing we need is our children to also be held as victims as well. And so not to scare anybody, but be vigilant. Be vigilant. Check packages.
Well, I think you should be scared because when you think about fentanyl itself, it's 50 times stronger than heroin. And 100
times. That's incredible.
Yes, and 100 times stronger than morphine.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about that. You know, fentanyl itself is opiate, you know, and it was used for painkillers, you know, fentanyl itself. But when you think about vaping, when kids use vapes, we thought at one point in time it was just kind of an alternative for smokers.
Right.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
But actually it has cancer-causing ingredients also in that, you know, with the fire and the battery and things of that nature there. So there's some issue, there's some risk for those who partake in that, you know, will be fentanyl or vaping, that's key. And what Mike said was very important also, that caught everybody's attention, because last week, if you recall on television, the young lady from Cleveland County High School who was shot at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she lost her life recently. But, you know, he talked about how being in the right place at the right time you know, making good decisions. It was not just all about drugs, about decision making also.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we're covering all aspects of life when we talk to our kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Knowing. Yeah. I mean, you have to knowing the decision to make before you're offered a drug or alcohol or whatever the circumstance may be. Even if you find your place yourself consuming those products, making decisions in those moments of impairment. Right. I mean, that's paramount for sure.
And the videos he showed also were very impactful too, because he made a point. So he showed a video and the kid was vaping and it was laced with something and his friend's vape was videoing it. And so the kids in our auditorium started laughing. So he stopped and he said, now, if your friend next to you is laughing right now, that's not your friend. Because someone on this video is a real person, could have lost their life.
Yeah,
so that's key. Those decision making, you know, this is key. You know, choices, things of that nature. So moving forward, we got to do a better job.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a team member here, Heath, and I don't think he would mind me sharing this story. He is 5 years plus sober from drugs and alcohol, and man, what an incredible guy he is. But he would be the first one to tell you how much it. You know, during his consumption of that, how much it messed him up in terms of the way that he thought and the decisions that he made. And, you know, thank God, you know, he's a living testimony to be able to come out of that and be able to share with others the dangers of that. And we're so thankful to have, you know, somebody on the team that is aware of that and that... you know, not, and I think there's also an element of that to say that not all people who do drugs are bad people.
Right.
They just get into bad decision making in those moments, and you can have a second chance outside of that, and there is help for that. So if you do find yourself in any of these moments, there are resources to be able to help you overcome that addiction, for sure. Am I missing anything?
No.
Did we get it all?
Yes, we just want to. We want to make sure our community is aware, our parents are aware, so that they can, you know, also be on the lookout and help us as we all try to take care of our children and our future.
Absolutely.
And this is our future,
without a doubt. Red Ribbon Week happening this week. You can learn more at redribbon.org. It's happening nationwide, and you can check out all the information there. Bobby Hall, Dr. Michelle Eller, Sylacauga City Schools, thank you so much for being here. Yes. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody that participated in the run Saturday. It was a great turnout, beautiful weather. We were able to raise a lot of money for our classroom. So thank you to everybody who either was a business sponsor or who came out to run. It was just a great event, and we so appreciate the foundation and their support. And last home game will be Friday night. Go Aggies. So I hope to see you at Legion Stadium.
Going to be a fun one.
Yes.
Good way to round out the month, for sure.
That's right.
Awesome. Go Aggies. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.